Hello and welcome to the 27th episode of the Naina Redhu Experience. I'm recording this on a Saturday because I had a really cool idea about what I should be talking about. So I didn't want to wait till it was Tuesday and then I had to publish on Wednesday. Today, I was having a conversation with a friend of mine who works in PR, and we were talking about this recent thing that they managed for one of their clients. I really don't want to get into the details because I don't want anyone to feel bad or anything. So they had organized a thing that the client wanted to do with bloggers. They had written to me also. My thing, as usual, didn't work out because I didn't want to work for free and I didn't have a prior relationship with the brand. They never said hello, there has been no business meeting, etc. So I told them that, look, I can do this, but these are the conditions, non-monetary, and if you want the deliverables that you are asking for, then, you know, this is what I will charge. So if you have no expectation of deliverables, even if it is just for free, it was related to like a fam trip, something on those lines. So there was the client would be taking care of expenses, etc. And then I heard stories of bloggers that they had. They eventually ended up inviting to the property for the fam trip, etc. And she was complaining that they didn't show up on time to a lot of the itinerary things that they had planned for them, which had been told to them in advance. Some weren't taking calls anymore, even though everyone knew that they were at the property. And I even heard about one meeting that another friend had set up with the CEO of a brand. So the PR person had set up a meeting for an influencer with the CEO of that brand that wanted to work with them. And this meeting had been set up weeks in advance. So the influencer was aware, the CEO was aware, the CEO had traveled from abroad. So it was their first time in India. And 10 minutes before the scheduled time of the meeting, the influencer messaged the PR person on the phone saying that they will not be able to make it for the meeting. To which the CEO looked at the PR person and said, "Is everyone in India like this?" And why? I was like, when she told me that, I was like, dude, you gotta meet me. You gotta hang out with me. Let's get a beer together. Because this is so much of what I complain about is professionalism is just the complete and utter lack of respect for the other person's time. So meetings are set up and people don't show up or they cancel last minute. Canceling like on the morning of the meeting is so common. It's so common that I've kind of gotten used to it, sadly. So I just think that you know, people, they were discussing that, you know, what is going on, are all bloggers like this, and what can we do, how can we work like this in this scenario, etc., and, you know, we hate bloggers, etc. And I'm just saying, again, that's like painting it with a very wide brush. It's the same thing that I did when I started initially, where I painted all PR people with this wide brush and said that they're all unprofessional and they don't know what they're doing, they all send press releases and blah blah. So, well, I think what's happening is that a lot of young bloggers are joining the scene now, and they're not necessarily doing it for the money. They are already well taken care of, you know, straight out of college. So it's their parents who are paying for the college fees, for example. So they don't have to think about things like rent or business expenses, or they're not even looking at it as a business. They're looking at it as, you know, something blingy and shiny and something that they can do in their free time, and they can get free clothes and they can travel for free and free food and they can go out with their boyfriends and girlfriends. And, you know, for them, they're not looking at it as business. So I was just telling them that for me, it's more important to have a business meeting with the CEO, for example, or with the head of marketing, for example, so that I can understand what the brand is about. I can explain to them how I can be, useful to the brand, what value can I provide, what value can my platform provide. So I'm more interested in those. I'm not interested in fam trips. I'm not interested in blogger meetups where they've invited 50 bloggers. I'm not interested in a sundowner, all bloggers are invited, come and meet the team. I'm not interested in that because that's not how you do business. When you do business, you meet the decision makers. If you yourself are a decision maker, you go meet the decision maker and you learn about them and their brand, and hopefully they learn something about you and your brand. but the opposite is true for the younger people who are getting into the game right now. So they probably don't understand why they need to meet a CEO. But they're probably thinking, "Arey, kya CEO se mila rahe ho? Daru pilao, khana khilao, party karwao, give us some free shit. You know, why do we need to meet the CEO?" So for this is not just, I don't think this is just in blogging. Any new career choice that opens up, which looks glamorous and blingy from a distance, will attract people like this. So kids, I'm not saying that they're bad kids or anything. It's just that they're not in it for business. They're in it for fun. And that's where the distinction between a professional blogger and someone who's just doing it on the side comes out. I know enough people who hold down a day job and also blog on the side professionally. Can you imagine the kind of work and effort they are, you know, putting into it? Hopefully they're putting in same amount of work on their blog as they are on their day job. But the problem with that is that with a day job, you're not able to do a lot of things that you would have been able to do as an independent blogger. But these kids are just, they don't have a job. They might have a job where they're an intern or, they've been employed to take care of social media for the company where they're working. So they might have a job like that, and they might think that, oh, we can be influencers on the side as well. And most of them don't even have a blog. I'm not saying that the blog is the thing to have, but if you're in this for the long haul, you need to most definitely have a blog. Having Instagram and Twitter and Facebook, I mean, I've said this enough number of times, is it could just go away one day. Like Vine just disappeared. Vine is being shut down, or we don't really know what exactly is going to happen, but Vine has announced that it's shutting down. So all the Viners who had millions of followers on that platform and all the brands who had invested all that money, what's going to happen to that content? Now, if you were a Viner and you had a blog that you were also updating on the side with those Vines, just to have a, you know, documentation of what work you've been putting in, then you still have that content. And if you can tell your fans on Vine that, okay, hey, you know, now that Vine is shutting down, you can come check out all my content, which is there on the blog anyways, which has been there. I've been posting it there. So then you at least have, again, not 100% of your Vine followers will come to your blog, but some will, compared to someone who doesn't have a blog at all. So it's similarly tomorrow. I mean, God forbid, if Instagram shuts down, what are you going to do with all those images that you've been posting there? At the very least, even if you have been looking at it as a business, you need to have a record of what work you've done. And that record can't just be on Instagram. You need to have a hard drive backup. You need to have a blog where even if your hard drive fails, at least you have a blog. If Instagram shuts down, if Facebook shuts down, I mean, where is your audience going to go? Because I'm sure there are still people who want to know what you're up to. How are you going to update them then? So instead of looking at it once it's all done and Instagram is gone or Facebook is gone, you should think of it proactively, and you must have a blog. And I think in today's situation, especially in a market like India, for a client or a brand to understand that you are committed to doing this, having a blog shows that commitment. Because it's a lot easier to just post on Instagram. And I think it is also a waste of effort to just post on Instagram. You must also post on your blog. You might not end up writing as much as I do, for example, but write something. Obviously, you'll introduce the brand, you'll say who the client is, you'll give a link to the brand's website, etc., etc. So you do that on Instagram anyways. Just update your blog with that too. I mean, you post three photos on Instagram. If they're from the same story, then obviously that makes one blog post. But if they're from three different stories, you've got three different blog posts. I mean, who says a blog post has to have 20 photos? It could just have one photo. But the main thing that I'm trying to address with today's episode is that it's professionalism is not something that can be, you know, just taught to you, told to you. You have to have been in a situation or a scenario where you understand the difference between being professional and being unprofessional. So, I mean, of course, and it can happen that something has happened and you can't show up for a meeting, you know, and you have to inform them 10 minutes in advance. And sometimes, yeah, sure, shit happens. I mean, you can't help that. God knows it's happened to me so many times. But if you are noticing a pattern that it's all these, you know, I mostly hear about this only from young people, about young people that they, and I'm young means, I mean, I'm 36 years old. And these kids are 21, 22 years old. And if you don't keep your word, it's going to reflect badly on you. The kind of work that you do, it's the kind of work that you're going to get, the kind of treatment you're going to get. If you have your own standards and boundaries and, you know, lines drawn in the sand that, okay, this is how I work, then other people respect that because they understand that, okay, this person has a certain way of working and you can't mess with that. That's good to have. Instead of, you know, just going with the flow that, are aaj is brand new blogger meet ke liye bulaya, let's go here. Oh, we're getting free drinks there, let's go there. Oh, day after there's free, you know, free meals there. It's for what? What's your end goal? Have you considered what your end goal is? And I highly recommend that end goal should be more about pursuing something that you enjoy and hence now you intend to make some money out of that. Instead of it just being, arey, you know, job milne se pehle 6 mahine ki chutti mili hai, let's become an, you know, Instagram influencer. And it's not hard to do. You can, I mean, there have been a couple of articles where this guy, he pretended to be an influencer. And he because he was a journalist, he had help. And they decided that we're going to make him an influencer and how to do it. So he would, they hired a photographer and they would take photos of him. And he had a wardrobe that was created for him. So they shot 12 looks in one day and he would post like one photo every day about that look, etc., etc. And so there is a way to do it. If you have the money to spend, you can buy followers. If you have the money to spend, you can. There are automated bots available where you can go and create a profile and they will leave comments for you on other Instagrammers' profiles and updates. So some people then follow you back. Some people come and leave comments on your Instagram, etc. So if you have money, it is possible to have a very large following very quickly. But what's your end goal? I very strongly urge you to think, ki hum ye kyun kar rahe hain? Why is this something that we want to do? I understand it can be very attractive that, oh, you know, we get to travel so much and there are brands who take influencers on international trips. But you have to understand why is the brand doing it? They're not just doing it because, arey, humare paas free paise hai, let's take these people and show them a good time. The brand has a marketing budget, right? That marketing budget is being spent in expectation of some value in return for that expenditure. So if a large brand is taking, for example, one or two influencers to, you know, their watchmaking facility in Switzerland, for example, they're not just doing it because, oh, we like these two girls, let's just take them. They're taking them because there is probably a contract involved. And in that contract, the bloggers are going to be delivering something, which means X number of photographs, X number of blog posts, X number of, you know, social media updates or what have you. And the brand believes that there is value in it for their product. That's why they're doing it. They're not doing it because they're suddenly feeling very charitable and generous. It's business. So if you can understand why a brand does these things, then you will be able to understand why, what are the reasons why you might want to do those things. And where you find synergy between what the brand finds valuable and your deliverables that are valuable, that's where business happens, that's where work happens, that's where you end up doing work that makes you money. So please don't, you know, don't let anyone think that are all Indians the same. They're not. Please meet me. it's heartbreaking, but it's also hilarious because brands just spend money and waste so much money, you know, doing events, for example, for bloggers, blogger meetup, etc. I always tell them that please don't waste my time. This is not something, I don't want to party. I've done my partying, bro. I want to just be home and watch my whatever Netflix or have my, you know, coffee or my wine or whatever. I don't want to travel. I don't want to drive for 2 hours one way and drive back for 2 hours. Even if you give me a cab or a chauffeur driven vehicle, I am still sitting in that cab. Yeah, I still have to come there. So it's easy for, you know, a brand to spend a 30,000, 50,000 rupee budget and say, acha, in 10 logo ko bula lo, let's do like a brunch or whatever. But no, I don't want to do it. I want you to hire me. I want you to set up a business meeting with your CEO or whoever the marketing head is. And if you think that, you know, you've seen my blog, hopefully, please go see the blog before you send me an email. Such a waste of time otherwise. I mean, it's the worst thing is people write to me saying, oh, so-and-so person of this brand is an ambassador and they're coming to India and we would like to set up an interaction with them. Would you be interested in this interaction opportunity? No, fuck you. I'm not the press, yaar. Like, get your stuff right? Try to talk to some of us before you write all this stupid shit to us. What interaction opportunity? Have you been to the blog? Have you even seen once whether there is a single interaction on the blog? So, you know, it flows on both sides, I guess. You have to talk to people. Well, the way I have, I've dissed a lot of PR people in my early days, it was because I didn't know anyone who worked in PR. So I'd never had a conversation with any of those people. I had no idea what the hell their job was. But as I worked more in this industry, I have met people who work in PR, people who run PR agencies, who have been running PR agencies for decades. So now, obviously, I have a way better understanding of what their job entails, and now they have more of my empathy than anything else, because sometimes I feel that PR people are stuck between a rock and a hard place. The rock being me and the hard place being the client. Me or any other blogger. So it's not an easy gig. It's, you know, the digital space is unfortunately still quite new in India. A lot of people don't understand why it is important to have a committed blog and why having 100,000 followers on Instagram, especially in a market like India, doesn't mean much. Because you have to understand, it's just the, you know, main metro cities where people actually understand what Instagram is, what Twitter is. But 90% of India doesn't live in the cities. So those people use the internet for a different variety of reasons. They have very basic phones. They don't have smartphones. Those phones don't take good pictures. They're not interested in good pictures. They don't understand aesthetics in that sense. Why will they come online for that? So our captive audience or our audience is just within the metros. So within the metros, if someone has 500,000 followers just on Instagram and they've made 1,000 posts on Instagram and they have 500,000 followers, you have to ask, how did this happen? Right? And you can't come and say, oh, I didn't know that you could buy followers also. Read, yeah. Go to Google, read, do your research. If you are going to do this seriously, just because you have a company that's ready to spend on it and it's not your own money, doesn't mean you're not going to find out how the hell it works. So, yeah, so this was just a very interesting incident where I was like, are aajkal ke bacche. I'm sure there are some of you who are really trying hard to make this work, but you will hurt your agenda or your prospects by doing stuff like this. If you are unprofessional from the get-go, you give the other person carte blanche for being unprofessional with you. That is why when someone, you know, a lot of people have, I don't know why they come and tell me this, but a lot of people have come and told me, are you know, this brand was asking who are the other bloggers you would recommend, and Nena, I recommended your name, but the brand or the PR agency was like, are nene, we don't want to work with Nena because, you know, she's really like, she's really scary and she's too expensive and she's just rude. And my whole point is, I don't know those people. They have never spoken with me. They have never met with me. How they've come to that conclusion is their problem. And while initially I used to be like, par mil to lo, now I'm like, nahi mat milo. If you are the kind of person who's going to judge somebody purely on the value of somebody else telling you something about them or you following their Twitter feed, etc., or, you know, one email interaction about that someone else told you about, then I don't want to work with you, because I don't have time to sit and educate you and treat you like you know, or coddle you like a child, ki nahi, you know, this was that situation, etc. No, You talk to me, you set up a business meeting, you expect professionalism, you be professional yourself, you've got nothing to be scared of. And yeah, that's I think that's another reason why someone like me charges the kind of money that I do, because it's not just the quality of the deliverable, it's also painless working with me. When you tell me that this needs to be done, and I tell you that yes, this will be done, then it will be done. There is not even the, you don't even have to have a mild thought that maybe it might not happen. It's never gonna happen with me. That's another reason where it's just the certainty of working with me, in the sense that the kind of work that I do, how professional I am. When I say I'm going to do something, I bloody well do it, you know. So if you end up spending money and working with people who are unprofessional, you'll probably do it once. Maybe you will do it twice. But the third time, you are more likely to come back and work with someone like me, even though I might charge 10 times what that person charged, because I'm just make your life so much easier. And that should be a goal of yours as well, if you are a blogger and you're looking to do this in the long run. Make your client's life easier. Stick to what you say, do it. If you have decided on some deliverables, do those deliverables. Deliver those deliverables. And yeah, if you're not going to be able to make it to a meeting, then you please very clearly tell them that, look, this time doesn't work for me. For example, I only do meetings Monday to Friday between 12 to 3 p.m. That's it. There is no one coming to me and saying, oh, can we meet at 7 o'clock at this place? After I've told them 12 to 3, you're daft if you're coming back to me with 7 o'clock. So you have your own guidelines. If you don't have your own guidelines, then you will have people coming and telling you, all right, can we meet at 7 in the evening tomorrow? Can we meet at 9 at night, on a Saturday? Then what? On what basis are you going to tell them ki nahi, I can't make it? I mean, obviously you can still say no, that's not when I meet, but preempt it and tell them that, look, these are the times and days I'm available on. So have your own standards. Just don't let anyone decide what your standards should be. You decide what your rates are. You decide how you want to work. You decide what your advance payment policies are. You decide what your meeting times are. What are the times that you are ready to accept calls or not? And what are the kind of deliverables that you are most comfortable delivering? You put that on the table and then you see how it goes. Try it for your next assignment. So yeah, it's pretty entertaining these days. There's a lot of young kids coming in, and a lot of agencies are complaining about who are all these bloggers, and we've never heard of them, and you still invite them to your blogging meetups. So this whole thing has still not sorted itself out, and I don't think it will, not in a country like India, where there are so many people who look at this as an opportunity to change their lives and improve their lives, and you will always have people trying it out. So as a brand, you need to invest in some people who are trying it out, so that you always have some fresh blood, a new audience, etc. But you also need to work with established bloggers on the scene, so that your brand doesn't completely lose its plot. Yeah, okay. So that was fun. I haven't spoken for more than I had thought I would. That's a lot of fun. I'm having a coffee. It's evening, it's Saturday, and it started getting dark really quickly. And most of the time I spend thinking about is this whole unprofessionalism, professionalism, blogging, and who are these new people who are there these days? Who are the, how is it going on internationally? What are the new things happening in India? And there's a lot happening on the scene. There's a lot to read about online. There's a lot to talk about. And I also happen to have a sister who's a blogger, so that's all we talk about all the time. And work-wise, because it's now, December and January, it's mainly shadi season, lots of weddings happening, and people are out from India winters, so they're taking vacations. So business is slow. There's a lot of travel that is happening, going to events, etc. But apart from that, work-wise, there isn't much happening right now. Maybe that will change by the time I post the video. Hopefully it will, fingers crossed. So yeah, this is a blogger's life. You enjoy what you get, you try to get some more. But I think professionalism and respecting the other person's time and space and having your own boundaries is extremely important. And I don't think school or college teaches that. These are things that you learn once you start working. And a lot of people end up, their first jobs end up being in organizations that have shit culture anyways. So they're not learning anything good there either, which is disturbing on so many levels. Especially these days, there are no values for hard work And I'm not talking about hard work ki gadon ki tarah lage raho aur kuch nahi ho. Smart work, hard work. You showing up and doing the thing. And, you know, so you have to do that. You can't just be like, okay, you send me that dress, I'll wear it and I'll post a selfie and that's it. I mean, what's the value you're providing? You have to talk about it like it's a business, not like a hobby that you're running on the side. And brands need to recognize that difference. Okay, yeah, that's the second time I'm saying okay. I am going to continue having my coffee. And this was the 27th episode of the Naina Radio Experience. Thank you for listening. And yeah, I'm trying to do these every week now, every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Indian Standard Time. If you listen to this and if, you know, whatever I say brings up some questions in your mind, then just type it out in the comments and or leave a comment on my blog, which is naina.co. For those of you who are listening the audio-only version on iTunes. Yes, this is now a podcast. You can just go to iTunes and look for the Naina Radio Experience. And yeah, more later. Have fun. See you.